This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. It is Monday, 63 right now, getting down to 40 as a low. Not bad. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 70, low 56. Nice. And then Wednesday, rain, high of only 66. Let's talk about the future. What's really ahead? My next guest is one of the, really one of the nation's most recognized financial advisors, ranked the nation's number one independent financial advisor by Barron's three times. Rick Edelman heads the Edelman Financial Services. He manages $18 billion for more than 31,000 individuals and families. And his brand new book is The Truth About Your Future, the money guide you need now, later, and much later. Rick, it is a pleasure to have you on WILS.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Your last book, The Truth About Money, number one New York Times bestseller. Because most of the book you write about exponential technologies. What exactly is that?
Well, we're talking about 3D printing and robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, biotechnology, bioinformatics, big data. I mean, we've heard about drones and self-flying cars and all that kind of good stuff. But what does it really mean for our personal finances? What does it mean for your investments and your retirement, your career, your housing, college for your kids? And that's what the book is all about, showing you the future due to these technologies and what it means for you.
When we talk about exponential growth, what is that going to do exactly?
Well, it's accelerating the speed of computer capability. Computers are getting smaller, they're getting faster, they're getting cheaper, they're getting better with a very rapid pace. Moore's Law says that computer technology doubles about every 2 years, and so we're seeing incredible improvements. It's hard to remember that the iPhone is only 10 years old. Remember life without it? Hard to remember. But it's also hard to envision life without it. And so we have to remember that things are changing mighty fast, and that's got big implications for you and me.
Yeah. So does that mean you're optimistic about our financial futures?
I'm very optimistic, but there's a big but in there. It's going to be disruptive as well, because robotics and artificial intelligence are going to wipe out a lot of jobs in this country. According to three separate studies by McKinsey, PwC, and Oxford University, they all say independently about a third to a half of all the jobs in this country over the next 10 years are going to go away. They're going to be replaced by new, different jobs. But that means that you're going to face disruption. Chances are your job is going to be gone, and that means you're going to need to be retrained to do new jobs of the future.
The part of your book is about how to prepare for what's happening. So if you're if you're looking at a career for the next 20 years, where would you pursue that?
Four major themes are those that we think are the where you should focus on: thinking, creating, managing, and communicating. Those are difficult for computers to do. So if you can focus on those, and we're talking about engineering, we're talking about the arts, creativity, photography, anything along the lines of creating, thinking, and also managing people and communicating with folks. Media matters more than ever. And so those are the fields you should get into. What you don't want to get into are jobs that are involving repetition, because the more redundant or repetitive a job is, whether you're digging a ditch or pushing paper, a robot can do that faster, easier, cheaper, and more accurately than you.
You're making it sound like we should be pursuing liberal arts degrees. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that wouldn't be terribly far off, but I would also say the sciences matter a lot, too. Engineers of all sorts are going to matter. The health industry is also going to be vitally important. We're going to need lots of folks in all aspects of the healthcare field. So the sciences matter an awful lot, but I think you're right. We are going to see a resurgence in liberal arts education.
Okay. Rick Edelman with us. Find him, by the way, at rickedelman.com. It's R-I-C, rickedelman.com. His brand new book is The Truth About Your Future. Now, you're obviously a financial advisor, one of the country's top advisors, and you say that when it comes to financial services innovation, we're going to see some major changes. What's going to happen there?
Well, we're going to see everything from the elimination of cash, paper currency, it'll all be digital currency over the next 10, 20 years, to a complete change in how we transact financial business. The blockchain is an incredibly innovative technology that's going to revolutionize virtually the entire financial services sector.
What is the blockchain?
Well, you've heard of Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
The blockchain is the technology that is used to operate Bitcoin. So it's not so much that Bitcoin's a big deal, it's the technology underneath it that's a big deal. And what the blockchain does is allows you to execute transactions faster and safer than we can do today. You notice when you buy a house, it takes 3 months from the time you sign the contract to when you finally settle on the deal. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the blockchain, you'll be able to buy a house and move in literally on the same day. Mm. So it accelerates things, makes them faster, makes them safer, makes them cheaper. And those kinds of changes are what's coming in the future.
Yeah, you're certain the cash is going to disappear?
It already did in Sweden. They're already a cashless society. Governments are strongly motivated to eliminate cash because cash is how terrorists and drug dealers operate. They don't use Visa cards to buy guns and drugs. Cash helps crooks.
Those that worry, though, about government control and the lack of freedoms with the loss of cash, do you concur there?
That's a very big concern, and you're raising a really important point, that with all these wonderful new technologies, there is the dark side. That's a full chapter in my book, in fact, looking at the negative side of this. So the loss of privacy is a significant issue, but quite frankly, we're seeing loss of privacy in virtually all aspects of society due to technology.
Okay, so when we lose that many jobs due to robotics, is it, what, half to a third, something like that, right, of all our jobs?
Yes, but on the other hand, we're expecting to have new jobs created, many of which we haven't even considered. For example, right now in America, there are 300,000 people working full-time as developers of apps for your smartphone. They're making $100,000 a year. Hmm. So you got 300,000 people making a lot of money in a job that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Talking to Rick Edelman, his brand-new book is The Truth About Your Future. This looks way into the future, even. And so in terms of your investment strategy, which you write about in the book, what kind of a stance should you be taking then?
We need to recognize that a lot of companies that are big and successful today are going to go away because they were built for success in the 20th century. Look at Kodak, 135 years old, went bankrupt in 2012 because nobody's buying film anymore. We're all using digital photography as a free app in our phone. So Kodak went broke. But the year they went broke, Instagram, a year and a half old, 13 employees, was sold for $1 billion. Hmm. So we need to recognize that the investments we're making with our mutual funds, that the stocks we're buying for the future, we have to focus on companies built for the 21st century, not the 20th. Look at Tesla. Came out of nowhere, and it's worth more than General Motors.
Give me an example of a company that's big now that won't be in 20 years.
I think a lot of the automotive industry is at risk right now. I think a lot of the financial services sector is at risk. The oil companies are all at risk. We're going to shift to solar energy and away from fossil fuels. So a lot of the Fortune 500 are going to go away over the next 10, 20 years.
Wow, that sounds like a market meltdown. Is that what's ahead?
Not at all, because you're going to have brand new companies coming up to replace them. Amazon, Uber, Tesla, Google, these companies didn't exist 10 years ago, but today they are huge employers. They're huge market values. So in other words, the investment opportunities will shift. It's not a market meltdown, although it does mean the demise for certain companies, no question about it.
Are you investing then? Are you looking to invest in robotics companies, that kind of thing right now?
Exactly right. So there's an exchange-traded fund that's been brought to the marketplace, the iShares Exponential Technologies ETF, which is an investment that focuses on companies that are using exponential technologies to grow their businesses. Those are the kinds of investments that we are recommending for our clients because they're investing in the future rather than resting on the past.
Rick Edelman, the book is The Truth About Your Future. You're talking about, what, a 5, 10, 15, 20 years ahead. Well, what about the next 2-3 years? Are you worried about where we are with the markets, where they are right now?
No, we're very excited. The fundamentals economically are very, very strong. The economy is very strong. And we think that this is a wonderful investing opportunity and will remain so for the next 20 years.
Another chapter in your book is where you'll live in the future. This is interesting. How are most of us going to be living 10, 20 years from now?
Well, the notion of downsizing and retirement, that's going to morph a little bit because new housing opportunities are going to emerge. As we introduce self-driving cars, you're not going to need to own a car yourself. That's going to create a level of freedom that we currently don't really comprehend. A lot of the real estate in urban areas that is being used for parking garages will be converted into livable space. At the same time, it'll create greater access for us to live further away from an urban center because it'll be so much easier to commute. And that means you're going to see a resurgence in housing along rivers and lakes throughout the United States. Right now, about two-thirds to three-fourths of the nation live within a few hours of an ocean. And not many Americans live in the heartland. That's going to change because the heartland has better weather, it has stronger, safer economies, wonderful places to live, and enormous numbers of waterways between lakes and rivers that are wonderful places to live. So we're going to see a real change in the nature of housing in the future.
You think we'll have more people moving to Michigan than you're saying?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be very realistic that we're going to see a dramatic increase in the number of people not just staying in the Midwest where they are, but I think Michigan's going to be a big beneficiary because of the incredible amount of fresh water that it has, which, you know, everybody loves living on in your water. Water sports are a huge American pastime, and you don't have to worry with seawater. You don't have to deal with tidal waves and hurricanes. So it has a lot to offer, and land values are so much less expensive that it really is a hell of a bargain.
Well, one last thing, Rick, because a lot of these technologies, right, they kind of slowly build and then suddenly, you know, decades later they blow up. And how do you time your entrance into these kinds of futuristic industries?
It's very difficult to do. You're exactly right. And that's why it's vitally important that we maintain a long-term investment perspective, and I mean for decades, and heavily diversified, meaning don't make a big bet on the next hot stock you think is going to make it. Instead, own hundreds of stocks so that you're protected in case one of them doesn't do well.
Rick Edelman, it's rickedelman.com. Find him online. And his brand new book is The Truth About Your Future, the money guide you need now, later, and much later. Rick, it's been enlightening. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the time. Thanks.